Like I say, we appreciate the privilege of being here this evening. Appreciate you being here in the service tonight. Ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might get ourselves out of the way and do that, feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. I don't guess I could get by with reading the whole 8th chapter of Romans again tonight, could I? I could. I believe I could. 8th chapter of Romans. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. If I really felt like it, I would, but I don't feel like it's necessary tonight. I don't know altogether, as honest as I can be, what we're going to do. But I'm going to read a verse out of the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. There's a lot of folks in this world that struggle. And we all have them. We all have our situations that we struggle with. There's a verse of scripture that says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So in the midst of struggle, I believe it, that it'd be okay to bring it to him. He can help you. He can help you with your struggle. There's a lot of people struggle with the idea of whether or not they're a Christian. They are. A lot of folks. This world's in bad shape. Don't take a rocket scientist, so to speak, to figure that out. And our nation needs the Lord as a whole. There's another verse in the scripture. I ain't going to get it all right, but hopefully I'll get some of it. Talks about them that turn away from God shall be cast into hell, and all nations. All nations that forget God. It's in the Old Testament, but it's in there. All nations that forget God. Lord, help me tonight. I've got just a thought. That's all I've got. It's just a thought, and I don't know what we'll do, if we'll do anything. I could, the 37th verse, the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, says, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Nay, in all things. And then I read the chapter Sunday morning to you. You can go up there and you can read it. And it's talking about who shall separate us from the love of Christ. He went on and talked about some things in the midst there. But in the midst of all them things, he said, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. That's the verse. That's what I got. Lord, help me tonight, and I'd like to talk to us just a little bit about a couple of these words. And one of the words is more. More. We are more. Now, I haven't looked it up, hadn't had a chance. But more. We are more. He said, we are more. Nay, in all these things. And he talks about them, as I've already said, on up in there about what shall separate us, who can separate us, what shall separate us. Tribulation, nakedness, famine, he went all through it. But he come down and he said, nay, in all these things, in all these things, we are more. We are more than conquerors. I thought, and you might think, well, preacher, that's just an old simple word. It is. It is, but that word has a meaning. And I have not. I've not looked it up. I don't know what the definition altogether is, what they say about it, but more. Everybody here can understand the word more. More. We sang a song that says, more about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will discern. Discern. More. More. I'm going to tell you tonight that we need more. We do. We need more. People dying. People leaving this world and never heard about Jesus. Never heard of him. You know, I really can't fathom that. Can't comprehend that. In this day and hour, and in the land area, the region that we live in, I can't fathom the understanding that someone has not known or heard about Christ. But it's true. It's true. We take a lot of times and we think about we need to mission over yonder. Somewhere foreign. But the truth of it is we need the mission at home. Now, saying that, we need more. But according to this scripture, we are more. We're more. More. Give yourself some credit tonight. You are more. Is that what he said? You're more. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. We've overcome some things through what? Him that loved us. We're more. We're more than that. The truth of it is, we live above some things. Yes, we do. If you're a child of God, my friend, thank God you are more tonight. More than just a common peasant. Yes, you are. You might think you're nothing. I hear people all the time talk about how they're nothing. Brethren, we're more tonight. Yes, we are. We're more than conquerors through Him that loves us. Brethren, He's given us, thank God, the power of reconciliation tonight. Yes, He has. Woo! He's given us more. We are more. Thank God He's given us more. Did you know, you remember the scripture, when the sons of Jacob come back from Egypt down there, the last trip, they brought what? They brought more, did they not? They brought wagons. Brethren, to the point that Jacob said, it is enough tonight. Woo! It's enough, thank God. You ought to have enough, more than you can comprehend. Yes, sir. More. We are more. We have more. Thank God we ought to be able to do more tonight. Struggle. A lot of people struggle. I think about them that's struggling. I don't know. I think about some of the oddest things. I think I do anyway. Some of the oddest things trigger me. And I think about when people talks and when they say things, I think about where they're at. Did you know that sometimes we rob our own selves out of more? Yes, sir, we do it. Sometimes it's not a wall, my friend, that somebody else has built. It's a wall that we've built, and we cannot get past it. This scripture is powerful, the 8th chapter. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? He went on, I'm not going to get into all that, but he asked the question, who? Who's going to separate us? And the fact of it is, sometimes we all get separated by our own doings, by our own building. Have you ever imagined, my friend, that somebody had something against you? Did you know your imagination will go wild? It'll imagine all kinds of things. The scripture says, bringing every thought. Your imagination's not going to run wild if you'll bring your thoughts brethren under subjection tonight. Preacher, I can't do it. You're more. You're more than a conqueror. Yes, you are. You're more. Preacher, I understand what more is. I want you to realize that Jacob saw everything his sons brought, and they just kept bringing it. They was bringing evidence. Evidence, Leroy. Brethren, that Joseph was alive. Woo! And they brought more than enough. Did they not? I want you to know you could sit down and start writing about how good God's been to you, and I'll promise you that you would wind up with more. Yes, sir, more. I know it's strange. It might be a little strange. It's just one little word. But I want you to realize tonight, I hope you get the message. Thank God we are more in the eyes of God. Why? Why did he make us kings and priests in a royal priesthood? Preacher, you mean to tell me I'm a king? If you're a child of God, you are. Yes, you are. I don't care whether you wear your crown or not. I don't care, my friend, if you jump up and down on it. I don't care what you do with it. But the fact of it is, if you're one of his brethren, you're a king tonight. And a priest. In a royal priesthood. And brethren, I'll guarantee you, we've got more. More. Yes, sir. Isn't it something? You say, preacher, just one little old word. It's a little bit comical to me how the Lord gives you things. Do you know what? I told you, I listen to what people say. I do. I listen to people talk. Sometimes they ain't doing nothing but rambling, but I'm listening. You know what? Sometimes there's some things come out of a ramble. I mentioned the song the other day, night, I guess it was, The Wall of Prayer. The Wall of Prayer. Sister Peg McCamey had come up against a wall. She had. She had a problem. Brother Max Carver and his wife, Joe, used to sing a song. It's me again, Lord. I've got a problem I can't solve. I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. It's me again, Lord. Problem that I cannot solve. Have you ever thought, well, I'm just not going to give the Lord a problem today, or I'm not going to call on him today for his help? Truth of it is, you'll run across something, my friend, that troubles you, that you can't figure out, that you can't get straightened out. I want to tell you something, my friend. God is able, through his son Jesus Christ, brethren, to fulfill every need in your life. And if that ain't more, I don't know what more is. More than enough. More than enough. We are more. And He has more. I don't know whether you've ever been used to operating with more or not. I've always had to skimp. Always had to save, put back. Yeah? For a rainy day. A lot of folks know what a rainy day is. But I'm going to tell you something. The truth of it is, I don't care what shape you're in. I don't care, my friend, how close to God you live. I'll promise you there'll come a day that you'll have a problem that you cannot solve. And you know what? He'll solve it. Now, it'll be His way, Steve. It won't be your way, but it'll be His way. Have you ever thought tonight, I don't know. I really don't. If nothing else tonight, number one, I'd like for you to think about yourself as more. This verse says you are. We are more than conquerors through Him that loves us. That's pretty powerful. We are more than conquerors. That tells me that we're more. Don't you? More. Now, if you don't think there's enough, my friend, just get in touch with Him that has more. You know what He told the disciples? He asked them. He said, when I sent you out with no purse, no staff, no word. He said, what lacked you? Huh? What lacked you? You hear me? Even the sparrows, don't they sing the song? Consider the lilies. Even the sparrows. He knows the sparrows. And are not you worth more than many sparrows? That's what He said. More. Folks, it's amazing to me how God can give you something so simple, thank God, and just bless your heart with it. Just overpour you. And that's what He's done. More. We are more than conquerors. And we are. That's all I got. Might be somebody else got something.